Okay, it starts out as a motion. How about we remove, I move out of this and start the motion with that. At the next NFC meeting, the executive director provide a report on Pacifica's efforts to increase revenue during her first full year's tenure, based on the list of potential revenue streams from the National Development Task Force and any other sources she wants to include.
Does that sound right, Beth?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Did you say yes?
Yes.
Okay, got that. Okay. So now we've had some debate, and I'm going to put myself on the stack, but I'm going to ask if there's anybody else who wants to discuss this. Hearing none, and we can take more later. I just want to say that as to whether or not this is in our bailiwick as a finance committee, we were tasked, and perhaps this was before Sharon was on the committee, but we were tasked by the PNB with monitoring the cash flow shortages. And while I take her point that we're just dealing with the numbers, it seems like, you know, having some kind of information, a report like this perhaps, could help us in monitoring the cash flow shortages. So I don't think it's completely, I understand that normally finance committees work with the numbers and they do budgets and they monitor budgets, implementations, et cetera. But we did have that extra mandate from the PNB, which this could fall under. And I did want to ask Stephanie in particular, you know, I asked you for a reason how things were going at the national office with Martisha and, you know, all the things that are coming up now, the audit, the taxes, et cetera. I know in the past, whenever I've asked you for a written report, you say, you know, no problem. I just piece it together from stuff I've already got. Would this be difficult for you to do in a couple of weeks, or would you rather have a little more time, or what's your thinking on this?
Well, I'll have for the PNB on Thursday the basic development, or what I call it, a grant matrix, which is a listing of foundations and individual donors that I've spoken to and where they are kind of in the donor pipeline, whether they're prospects, research, something's been awarded, something's been denied, that kind of thing. So I'll have that. So I can add this on. I mean, the potential revenue streams that the Strategic Planning Committee asked for, I don't think it'll be that difficult because it's, you know, grow listenership, grow membership, grow donations, grow major donors, grow planned giving, account for value of volunteer hours, e-commerce of the Pacifica National Online Store, monetize archives, monetize podcasts, underwriting, grants, development, develop strategic partnerships, grow local fundraising efforts through live events and experiences, enhance credibility, and other possibilities, PP bond or NFTs. So I can talk about each of those or write a report on each of those.
Okay, and my question was, is that too onerous now in 2 weeks, or is that something you can put together?
No, because some of it is, you know, I mean, things like grow listenership is pretty broad, so there isn't really, you know, sort of steps that I personally would take to grow listenership or grow membership. So that does involve working, with each of the stations with doing things like that, including local fundraising efforts. So I can get that done.
Okay.
On the stack, Mr. Chair, Susan,
I hear you. Let me just ask if there's anybody else now. Anybody else after Susan?
I'll go after Susan. This is Beth.
Okay. Anybody else? Let's start with Susan. Go ahead, Susan.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, James.
McFadden, was that? Was that McFadden?
This is Kamau. This is Kamau.
Kamau, sorry. Kamau. Gotcha.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, Susan.
Yeah,
Yeah. Beth has provided that list before out of the development committee, and I made a comment about it that was some of those things are so broad that any comment from the ED is basically useless. Growing membership, growing listenership. That's what Jim Dingaman has been talking about, is we need good radio. It's not the kind of thing where she can say, okay, Friday, we're going to draft up a proposal. We're going to get it to the PNB. You're going to approve it and come forward and boom, we're going to launch. There are other things that are very specific that can be initiated and for which there are some clear guidelines, such as, bequests, cultivating bequests. So I think that I would urge this committee to be thoughtful of the requests provided to the executive director. Stephanie is incredibly responsive, and she never says that doesn't make sense. It's up for the committee to be thoughtful of what it asks staff to do. Staff is incredibly burdened. We are barely making payroll from week to week. To load on a 20-list thing that hasn't been thought through, I think of as a bad use of the executive director's time. And a two-week turnaround? Stephanie will never tell anybody no, okay? But I urge this committee to act in a more responsible way. That's the end of what I have to say, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Susan. Okay, Beth, you were next.
Thank you. Yes, I sent the committee the current standing list of potential revenue streams that we use as a working template for the development task force. That was generated by the task force. It's still, we treat it as a work in progress. If anybody has any other ideas about potential revenue streams, please let me know. And what I would hope that would be included in the report I'm requesting are the metrics on these things. So where did listenership stand a year ago and where does it stand now? Where does membership stand and donors and major donors? And so that we know, are we losing ground? Are we gaining ground? If it's like any other part of the financial picture, if we don't know where we were and where we are now, what vector we're on, there's no good way to plan. And I make the claim that this is absolutely a legitimate issue for a finance committee. Revenue is half the ledger, and it's the half that we don't tend to look at much in this organization. So, thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Matt, are we done, Beth?
Just very briefly, I'm not looking for new proposals now. I'm not looking for new programs to be conjured up in this. This is like a status report, where we were as compared to where we are now. Thank you.
Okay, come out.
Okay, that changes my comment slightly. So I guess in that analysis of where we were as to where we are, and then kind of bouncing that off of what the chair said with regards to cash flow, it would seem to me that some of the devil is in the details on how each local station is processing and interacting with the current members we have. We just went through a LSB meeting in which one of our members was really upset about not receiving a return letter in terms of a thank you and actually acknowledging the donation that they gave. I think within that, there's a whole lot of other revenue and potential additional donations from maybe the current members we have that we're missing out on. That kind of contact, that kind of real intimate touch that that a lot of the stations, at least I'll speak for the station I'm at, WPFW, that we need to improve on. And I think if we can kind of get that generated and really move on that level, that maybe this would then encourage a much larger kind of analysis of where we were versus where we're going. And I'm not opposed to the motion, but I would really try to focus, I think, more so on where the stations are operationally and not necessarily just programmatically. I feel like their operations can improve, and that would improve the revenue flow. Thank you.
Sharon.
Thank you, Kamel. Let me see if anybody else. Sharon, and who else? Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, I just want to say, you know, we've already spent, 15 minutes talking about this, and we're not looking at any of the numbers. And that's what I want to do on this committee, because that's what I think is important. For example, I didn't have a chance before this, but I wanted to look at the actual numbers, you know, that we received, you know, for this first quarter versus the WBAI projections that were in the budget. I just didn't have a chance to do that before this meeting. But that is the kind of stuff I think this committee should be looking at: what the numbers are, what the budget proposals are, whether the budget needs to be adjusted based on the actual numbers that we have. That is the purview of the finance committee. And we're going to, if this comes up on as an agenda item, we're going to spend an hour talking about programming, raising listener support, all these things that are not the numbers. The other thing we should be talking about is getting the timeline out to the LSBs for when they need to submit the budgets for the fiscal year 23, which we did mention in our poll even sent to proposed timelines. And, you know, it's not on the agenda. We're not talking about it. This is what we need to do. We need to get the budgets sent to our committee from the LSBs. We need to review them, and then we need to send them to the PMB. And that takes time. And every time that we take away from those functions, I mean, we don't do those jobs anyway. So that's why I oppose this kind of like going off into our non-essential functions. Okay, that's all I have to say on the subject. I just wanted to make that point.
Thank you, Sharon. To anyone else?
Cheers, Kamel.
Go ahead, Kamel.
Just lastly, I agree with that sentiment, but I do think in order to kind of perform our function, it can't be done in a vacuum. I think we have to truly understand how the revenue is being generated, how the expenses are being incurred in order to govern properly. Just looking at the spreadsheets won't do it. And I do think that there has to be some understanding of how these numbers come to us and what the efforts are in and around revenue generation and what is driving the expenses that each of the units incur.
Thank you, Kamel. Anyone else on this? Hearing none. Arpal, can you, I don't know if we need to reread it, but I think it's time to have a vote.
Oh, I think, you know, it's been up there for a while, so I think we better reread it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what I have is that at the next NFC meeting, the executive director provide a report on Pacifica's efforts to increase revenue during her first full year's tenure, based on the list of potential revenue streams from the National Development Task Force and any other sources she wants to include.
Thank you, Arpal. Can you take the roll, please?
Yeah, give me one fast second. Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. Grace Aaron, Sharon Adams?
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Yes.
Kamel Harris?
Abstain.
Julie Hewitt?
Pass.
Arpal Martin? Pass. James McFadden?
Abstain.
What was that?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. John Kelly McPherson.
No, as to make work.
James Sagerton.
I'm going to pass for now.
Susan Young.
No.
Okay, going back. Julie Hewitt.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. James Sagerton. James Sagerton?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm thinking. I'm going to abstain.
Okay. And that's everybody who's on here. 1-4, 3 against, 5 abstentions.
Okay. Let me get back to my agenda. As I'm doing that, I'm going to ask, actually that motion came in the middle of our discussion of Stephanie's report on the consolidated financials for the first quarter.
Mr. Chair, I would suggest that the 20 minutes set aside for a report from executive director is up. And in reality, of course, I think we've been in the 50 minutes for the next item. So
yeah,
however you
exactly
want to handle it, I just wanted to point out that.
Well, I think when I gave the executive director the opportunity to give her report first, she gave us a few lines and then went back to this item. So I think essentially we've been on this item for virtually the whole meeting, except for a few words early on about the
however you want
general
to parse
report.
It.
So we're now about 13 minutes from time certain. I'm going to just take a moment to suggest to Beth that perhaps she could take this motion to the Development Task Force and get a motion there for that report, since that's where those things were generated. I think that would make a lot of sense.
May I respond to that?
Of course. Go ahead.
As a task force, it's not in a position to make motions.
Of course.
But the ED has already agreed to provide that there, which is actually the day before, I think, what's our next NSC meeting. So if anybody's interested in that report, please feel free to join us at that time.
Very good. Thank you for that. Okay. Is there anybody who has anything else further for the executive director, either on the first quarter financials or as a general matter, since we seem to have blended these two items? Hearing none. Yes, our Paul.
Yeah, so the blending, as you put it, would be items 5, 6, and 7?
Well, no, I was about to say, well, then we should go to item 7, but I actually think we already asked if there was anybody who had any further questions on the fiscal year 20 financials, just 22, rather.
22, yeah.
There was no response.
Well,
so,
okay. All right. So they're all sort of blended, or do you want number 7 to be no response or something?
I think number seven. Yeah, for the minutes,
okay.
I think number 7 could be there were no questions. Something like that. All right, and that would then take us to, what was it, to discuss next meeting dates?
Yeah.
Okay, and I think the only question there was, shall we add an executive session to our next meeting so we can go into the WBAI budget in depth with possible personnel consequences? So I will propose a motion to add an executive session to our next meeting. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Oh, hello?
This is McFadden. I have a question.
Go ahead.
And maybe this, it's about the next, because we weren't going to discuss the WBAI budget. But I guess this is a question of Stephanie Salon. Is Bertol been asked to come back with a balanced budget? Has that gone down?
You asked Stephanie. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Yeah, I was going to say not that I'm aware of, but I'm sure that James has had more conversations with him than I have.
So I will give you my answer to that, which is I did not specifically ask him to bring back a balanced budget, but in recognition of the sentiment of the committee at our last meeting and the discussion of scope up and scope down, which I guess is, I don't know if that's NASA talk or if that's budget talk, but, you know, the idea that if your revenue isn't what it was predicted to be, then you have to have adjustments in your budget. So that's exactly what he's working on. And,
yeah,
of course, it does have personnel implications, which we can't talk about in open session.
I understand that. I was hoping at the last meeting that he would come back with a balanced budget, with a descope option if revenues come up short, or upscope, you know, options if they do better. But it's something not to come in with any more. We just don't have money anymore to come in with, you know, deficit budgets as the default budget. It's just that just shouldn't be part of the plan anymore for any of the stations, you know, until we get a pad at the national office.
Until we get yes. And I will say that I understand that that's the sentiment going forward. I will point out that when we did the affiliates budget, that was a deficit budget, and we had some downscope built into that as an understanding. When we came to the KPFT budget, we thought it was a deficit budget, which everybody seemed to be okay with, until we learned that, we had the numbers wrong, it wasn't a deficit budget. So we didn't need to deal with the issue there. And now we come to the WBAI budget, and we've decided that moving forward, we won't have deficit budgets. And I understand that sentiment of the committee. I understand the circumstances in the network. But as I said, I did not ask him to necessarily come with a balanced budget. I asked him to come with adjustments to his budget and to have plans in case the revenue is not matching the predictions. What are you going to cut, in other words? And as I say, he's consulting about how to do that.
At this point, since we have no real reserves around anymore, I mean, and I think I'm not going to vote for any budget that's not balanced until we get some kind of a pad at the national office. I don't know if you want to, maybe there's enough other people, but I just think we're just going to have to. And, you know, we can talk about, well, other people, you know, 5 months ago came in with different budgets. That was 5 months ago. Things have changed. We're really struggling right now. So I think we just have to have a plan that goes forward for, you know, no more built-in negative budgets, you know. Anyway, I think you can pass that on to.
As I said, I will pass that on to him. I basically have passed it on to him. That's the general idea, and I do understand that, and I'm not in disagreement with it. We don't have any choices here. Who's that, Susan?
Susan, on the
go ahead,
staff.
Susan. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I would just like to underscore what James McFadden has said. It to say we'll come back to see if the revenues are better. If we don't have sufficient revenues to cover the costs in the initial budget, the only way the revenues will be better is if they are higher than budget. and we have to start the cost cutting now. We no longer have any reserves, period. And so I very strongly support what James says. The standard has got to be balanced budgets because there's nowhere else for the money to come from. End of what I had to say.
Thank you, Susan. Anyone else? Okay.
Beth,
on that note, go ahead.
Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Just very briefly, Susan asserts that there is no place else for the money to come from, but we haven't actually addressed the fact that there's always more real estate to sell.
Mr. Chair, if I could respond.
Okay. Go ahead. Were you done? Were you done, Beth? I take it you were done.
Yeah, I'm not looking for a discussion on it now because clearly that wasn't on the agenda. But if we're going to talk about what the other sources, what are the potential sources of cash at the moment? And real estate's been considered and decided on before, and we're not, we have real estate left.
Right.
So,
okay.
Mr. Chair, if I could just comment very briefly on what she said.
Yes, you may. Before you do, I just want to point out to everybody that we are now about 3 minutes from our time certain, and I don't think we have much reason to go overboard tonight. But go ahead, Susan. I did not mean to open up a whole ball of wax here.
Sorry.
But I appreciate what's being said.
So let me just say, Beth has used the right terminology before. It's not revenue, it's resources. And yes, there are at least two more pieces of real estate that are available, and we have got to figure out how much of a bridge the revenues, the resources off of the KPFK properties will produce, and the way to be able to get beyond do we have to keep selling real estate is by adopting balanced budgets. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, and I'll just add that I think we all understand here that whatever reprieve we're going to get from selling the KPFK building is not going to last very long. And it's not really a reprieve. It's that's not the right word. So unless anyone has any more on this, I think we could safely call for a motion to adjourn. Because we're not at the time yet.
So moved.
Is there any objection to adjourning?
Who just made the motion?
Susan Young. That's your last motion. That's your last meeting.
This is my last meeting.
We don't know that. There may be one more.
But I am very pleased if a motion to adjourn is my last action, because no motion is more popular.
I am checked. I'm kidding.
All right. Folks, it's good to have a little levity after a somber conversation.
Are we adjourned, Mr. Chair?
Well done. We are adjourned. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you all. Thank you all, Paul. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Fred.
Good night.
Good night, all.